Cultural tips. A. Café, restaurant, brasserie, etc. There are many different types of food services in France, and it's important to know the difference so you know what to expect. 1. Un café will typically serve drinks, coffees, soft drinks, water, wine, beer. They may have a few hard drinks and also offer some simple food, such as croissants or sandwiches. But it could also be much more elaborate, serve fancy cocktails and full meals, sometimes even gourmet meals. You may be able to have a coffee at a table all day, or they may only serve single coffees at the bar during lunchtime. You could, of course, enjoy a coffee at your table at the end of your meal, but you'll have to order food to sit at a table during that busy time. 2. Un restaurant typically serves some kind of specialty food, like French or Chinese cuisine. They usually also serve wine and beer, and may also offer cocktails. They may only be opened for lunch or dinner, and in busy cities and fancy places, making a reservation ahead is highly recommended. 3. Une brasserie is what's usually portrayed as a Parisian restaurant. It pretty much does everything. It has a busy pavement section where you can enjoy a drink and sometimes food, and a large room inside as well. They typically offer traditional French food and have extended hours of operation. Now, many places mix the different services. Furthermore, the term café is rather fashionable, and many local restaurants may go for this very French name. So, my tip is to do a minimum of research before going in. See if there is a menu by the door. Then, with so many food rating apps available, it would be a shame to go to a tourist trap when there are so many delicious food options around. B. Vegetarian and other special diets. It's not as common to be a vegetarian in France as it is in the US, and it's not in the French culture to be inclusive when it comes to special diets. You will find vegetarian, even vegan options in large cities, but it may be much more difficult in a small place in the countryside. You can always ask if they can prepare something special for you, but don't expect to always have a special diet option on the menu. More about special diets and being vegan in France on French Today. C. Lunchtime in smaller cities and towns. If you're busy visiting sites and don't keep track of time, don't expect to be able to find many options after 2 p.m. Most restaurants will stop accepting new customers after 1:30 p.m., and so between that time and dinner time, you will probably have to grab a sandwich at a bakery or visit Le McDonald's. And yes, the stereotype is true. McDonald's in France serves beer and wine. D. Dinner time. Most restaurants open for dinner at 7 p.m. This is very early for the French, and so it may take a moment for the kitchen to warm up. Unless you are in a very large city, it may be difficult to find a place that serves dinner before then. E. No rush. The French typically take their time to eat. Lunchtime at a busy Parisian café-brasserie may be fast, but if you're in a hurry, don't hesitate to tell it to the waiter. Nous sommes pressés. Nous avons un train à prendre. C'est possible de déjeuner rapidement? We're in a hurry. We have a train to catch. Is it possible to grab a quick lunch? Another thing that usually surprises visitors from the US is that the waiter will not rush to pick up your plate the moment you put down your fork after your last bite. It's kind of considered rude towards the customer to do that. F. No expectation. Nothing shows cultural differences more than food and the fine art of table etiquette. When traveling to France for the first time, just don't assume it's going to be like in your country. Discovering new food and ways of doing things is part of the joys of traveling. Because food is so important in France, many chapters of my French audiobook learning method take place at a table, at home or in a restaurant, a café. There's nothing like learning French within the context of a realistic story.